40% of people cheat.
Please, come on.
We go through this every single night.
And the other 40% lie about it. It's time for War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
First War of the Roses in a long time, and it's way different. I'm going to let her explain how it's different, because Sydney, we're not really trying to catch a cheater. We're trying to uncover the truth here. So, hi, Sydney. Thanks for being on. Tell us what's going on and why you wanted to be on War of the Roses today. What's going on?
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me, guys. I am a huge fan, actually.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, okay. So this is about my brother, actually. I'm not dating my brother. Nobody worry.
Okay, good.
This is about him. Okay. I have to kind of go back in our history. He's really one of my best friends. I adore him. He's 30. He's a sweetheart. If I could say about my brother, he's handsome. He's all that great stuff, but he's really introverted. And he'd kill me if he knew I was doing this. He's never had a girlfriend, and he's 30.
Okay.
So as one of his best friends, I get worried. I've kind of been on his back for a while about, like, hello, can we get you a girlfriend? And he kind of just laughs me off. And I mean, a lot of people have asked, you know, is he gay? I mean, not, you know, who cares? Everybody loves who they love. And I even asked him because I, you know, after college, I mean, nothing, nobody during college.
That was my first thought, too, was that is he gay? Mm-hmm. And then if he is, then he doesn't maybe want to let you know. So get off his back and stop suggesting that he has a girlfriend. But I've had talks with people like that in my family. It's like, hey, if you're gay, I don't care.
Right.
But and you don't have to tell me. But if you are, I want to let you know. I don't care. I love you anyway. Right. But you're convinced that that's not the case.
It's not. I mean, he literally laughed at me and, you know, shook his head. And I mean, I believe him because we're so close, okay. You know. So
now you're saying that he's got a girlfriend and not just any girlfriend.
Give me the
backstory. Where is he now? Because he's not here in the Twin Cities, right?
No. He moved from here and he moved to New York City, and because he's in finance.
Okay.
So that's his deal, and he's very successful. I mean, he's doing really well. We're all really proud of him. But now he tells me that the last time we talked, he told me he had a girlfriend. And so, of course, I'm like, who is she? What does she do? How old? He's telling me that he has his girlfriend. Get ready for it. Okay. It's hard for me to believe. New York Jets cheerleader.
Okay.
Do you hear me? New York Jets cheerleader. This guy went from nothing. He had no girlfriend ever his whole life. And all of a sudden, he's dating some hot cheerleader girl.
You know what, but maybe, you know what, I think that there's somebody for everybody, and maybe she is, you know, like the outgoing cheerleader on the sidelines, but maybe she's kind of a nerd, quiet person, too.
Or maybe he, like, living in this city, he's, like, this different version that you don't even know. Like, he feels like he can be this different version of himself. I don't know.
Or maybe she's tired of, like, jerk New York East Coast guys, and maybe he's like, but you don't believe him.
I don't.
Did you? And
I
then
really
you looked her up because you went snooping. And what is what is the New York Jets cheerleader's Instagram?
Her Instagram is at Jets Flight Crew, but I'm not going to tell you which one she is because.
Yeah, I don't blame you because it's none of our business who she is. I'm curious. Right. Hopefully, you'll tell me off the air.
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't want this poor woman to get bombarded with,
No.
So
but
what happens?
What has happened.
Okay, go ahead.
So he told me the news and I was really excited. So I asked him to send me a picture and he sent me a picture, but it was off her Instagram. Okay. It was not like a casual photo. So I said to him, no, send me one like that you took, you know, of her when you guys were together. Just want to see, and maybe a selfie of you two. You know?
Yeah.
And he said no. She doesn't like to get her picture taken by someone who's not a professional. I don't understand. She only likes professional photos taken.
I think that's weird, but I will say I know someone and his wife is not like ever in photos. And I always thought, I'll be honest, I thought it was sketchy and thought that he did not want to be seen with his wife. And then I met his wife one day, and she's very beautiful, and he, like, she would not get in photos. She just hates how she looks in photos. And I was like, oh my God, maybe he was telling the truth, and I just thought he was sketchy the whole time trying to appear single.
So she doesn't want to be in photos. He claims, I can't send you a picture of me and cheerleader because then she doesn't like her picture taken unless it's by a pro.
Yeah.
So then you say, well, so then what else are you grilling him about? Because you want to find out more about her, but you're also suspicious it's not real. So what else did you ask him?
Well, I asked him what they do, if they go, you know, if maybe they go out, and if she's a cheerleader, there would be a paparazzi or somebody, I imagine, in New York City. Don't they do that out there? Yeah.
I don't know about a New York Jets cheerleader.
Yeah,
probably not a paparazzi,
so.
But what do they do when they...
At a game or, I don't know, I thought maybe they would go out. He says they just watch movies at his apartment. They order in and...
But that goes back to, I think that goes back to maybe she's like, you know, she's beautiful and vivacious and energetic on the sideline, but she's kind of boring and nerdy like a lot of beautiful people are.
Introvert also.
And kind of an introvert. So, but you're still not satisfied. So then he comes home for Christmas and you start grilling, you grill him again.
Yeah, he's home now. Well, I thought maybe he was going to bring her. I don't know. Is that crazy to think?
I mean, a little bit. She had games, I'm sure.
I guess, but... So it's just me being the sister, like, that wants to meet everybody. Okay, so we're at Christmas. We're at home. So I asked him to FaceTime her. Why not FaceTime her so we can all say hi? We can all meet her. It will be... Everybody does it. It's not, like, weird. And he wouldn't do it.
Okay.
He wouldn't FaceTime with her.
Okay, so you don't stop there, do you?
Got me very suspicious. No!
There it is, yep.
And then also... I said, okay, so what did she get you for Christmas? And he shows me his Apple Watch, brand new Apple Watch. That's not cheap. But he's also in finance. So he could have made all this up. You guys, I don't know. I need some solid evidence.
So let's examine here for a second. So to recap, you got a brother who's handsome, he's rich, he's in finance, or maybe not rich, but he does well. He's 30, never had a girlfriend. You're certain he says he's not gay, and you believe him that he's not gay. He's in New York, and all of a sudden he's dating a New York Jets cheerleader, and you saw her on at Jets Flight Crew, but there's like 400 women on there, so we don't know who that is. You'll maybe tell us later. But here's the thing. He seems evasive, like there's no pictures, he won't FaceTime her. So you're wondering if he made the whole thing up to get you off his back because you won't leave him alone and nagging him about having a girlfriend.
Yes. Okay. But I have to say, why would he choose such a giant? I mean, I don't know.
Because maybe it's true. How about an idea?
That is possible.
What if?
Okay.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm glad you guys are best friends, because if I had a sister like you, I would never answer the phone. So, okay, now here's, for the first time, I'm going to bleep this out, I promise you. When we call him and say, hey, we got some roses, who do you want to send roses to? We need her name. Because then we'll know, and especially if he has her address.
Yeah, so I'll have to ask for the address.
He's not going to know it off the top of his head. I mean, maybe he will, but he'll have it on his phone.
I bet you $1,000.
Right?
If you live in New York, he's probably taking a taxi to her house if he goes.
Okay.
Not a lot of people have their own cars or transit, so he probably actually does know her address.
All right, what's her name?
I bet you're right.
What's her name?
Her name is...
Okay, write that down. Remember that one. And if he has an address for her, you know what just occurred to me? What if he's like a freak and he thinks that he's in love with his cheerleader and he doesn't even know her, but he saw her on Instagram or on the sidelines? Then we got a whole other element here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
He's not delusional. He's just single.
or not single. Or he does have a girlfriend.
Let me ask you a question. If you had a sister that's this meddling, would you ever answer the phone? Would you lie and say, yes, I've got a girlfriend, just to get her off your back? Do you know of anybody who's this meddling? Do you get nagged because you're 30 years old and single? There's so many questions I have.
Yep.
Now you, Sydney, relax for a minute. We're going to take it from here. We'll just, you relax.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll take it from here. We'll come back in a second and we'll make the phone call to your poor brother. His name is Scott, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call Scott and we'll say, hey, we're going to give you a survey. We're from your bank or your cable company. And if you answer this, we're going to send anybody you want a dozen roses. Who do you want to send them to? If he says this cheerleader's name and he has her address,
mm-hmm. will that be enough proof?
I want it to be.
Okay, like for me, really it would be enough proof at that point,
okay,
I think.
Okay.
Well, I feel like
it's stop my meddling
proof,
after this. You're telling me?
All right, stay there. We'll come back. Let me know your thoughts on this whole thing. Do you think he's lying about this? Do you think he's doing it just to get his sister off her back, off his back? Would you tolerate a sister like this? Or is this how you are? Maybe you love a sister. I don't know. We'll be right back. Make the phone call on War of the Roses next on KDWB.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Yeah, thanks to the listener who gave us the idea to play cheerleader after the first part of War of the Roses. So
genius
Genius. So let me just help you set this up a little bit. So she calls. She says, my brother has always been single. He's 30 years old. He moved to New York. He's in finance, and he does quite well, and he's handsome, but he's terribly introverted, never had a girlfriend. We said, well, have you dated anybody? No. You date anybody now? No. You date anybody now? All of a sudden, he's dating a New York Jets cheerleader. And I looked her up on Jets Flight Crew. It's on Instagram. And I know what her name is, so I looked her up.
Yeah.
And but we're not going to say her name.
Of course
but
not.
If you go and look at the 47 cheerleaders on there, you will see her. Anyway, she's like, well, now I think he's making it up because I said, well, send me a picture of her. Well, I'm not going to send a picture of her because she doesn't like her picture taken. Well, FaceTime her. I don't want to FaceTime her. Well, what'd she get you for Christmas? An Apple Watch? And she's like, well, he bought it himself. We're like, leave the poor guy alone. And we did find out before we even put this on the air, we made sure that he's not gay.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to out anybody on the radio.
No.
So we eliminated that prospect right away. So we got so many people who want to talk about this. When we talk to Megan first. Good morning, Megan.
Hello. Good morning.
You heard War of the Roses. What do you think is going on here?
I think he is being catfished. I don't think he's lying, but I don't know. Maybe I've seen like too many MTV catfish. Like this is just so in par for him being catfished by, you know, moving to New York City, kind of like naive in that way. Like it just, something is not adding up.
I guess, you know, that's a good point, but he does say that they've met and she's like come over and they just hang out and watch movies and get like order out.
That's why. Yeah. That's why a lot of the text saying that he's being catfished. I'm like, I think he wouldn't make that part up then, right? He like if they're spending
know.
Time together. I guess maybe if he's embarrassed to admit that. I don't know.
Yeah. Like I think he's being catfished and just like to get the sister off his back, like is making up that part, but in his mind they're together. And I think he's totally being catfished, but making, you know, again, to get his sister off his back, making up kind of these lies that they're hanging out together. But yeah, I think he's being catfished by someone in the big city.
Megan, thanks for the opinion. You wouldn't believe how many people are annoyed with the sisters. Like, leave the poor guy alone. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day. Autumn is on the phone. We'll make the phone call in a second, and we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to see if he has any insight on this one. Autumn, what did you want to say about War of the Roses before we make the phone call?
Yeah, I just think that people need to, even your family, if somebody wants to be single and they're happy, they should just be able to be single without you questioning them about a relationship every time they feel like you should be in one.
I agree with that.
He wants to be single. And also, if he's making this up, then she really needs to think about that with the next time she wants to talk to him about being in a relationship. It's just so crazy. She's being really crazy to me.
A lot of people agree with you. We're going to make the phone call here in a second. There's a bunch of text messages. Wow, she is way too invested in her brother's personal life. Leave it alone. Let him live his life. This sister is a psycho. She needs to leave him alone. Here's one says, I'm a total introvert too. Staying into me sounds amazing.
That's what I said. I wrote back. I go, agreed.
Especially in freaking New York City. Another text message. Oh my God, I hate this lady. None of her dang business. It must be exhausting to have her as a sister. This one, oh my gosh, butt out. None of her business. A lot of people wouldn't want to FaceTime their SO with their whole family, especially if the relationship is fairly new. That would be creepy.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's make the phone call. Then in a second, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogle Family Law to see if you got any insights on this one. I'd love to hear your opinion on this, too. Do you know anybody in your family that's like this? Are you like this?
Oh, I'm going to guess almost a majority of people are like, yep, I do have someone in my life like this.
All right, we'll talk about that next. Let's make the phone call and see who he sends the roses to. And here's the key. If he sends them to this cheerleader, we know her name, so we'll recognize that right away. But then if he knows her address, then it's like, oh, well, they're just me. There must be something to it. But if he fumbles around, doesn't know the address, then maybe he's just a big fan or delusional. I don't know, Fallon. A lot of things could happen.
Scott, I know that you're busy and it's the new year, so I'm not going to take up much more of your time. Like I promised in the beginning, we are going to get you a dozen long stem romantic roses to send to someone special. Can I get the recipient's name from you?
Sure. It's
Oh, perfect. And we do need a mailing address to send these out. We'll get those out either, I believe we can get them out by end of day.
Oh, great. Hold on a second. Let me find it here. Hold on. I'm looking.
No problem.
Okay. It's... in New York.
Perfect.
Wow. I mean, as far as we know, that passes the whole test. Boy, if I got a surprise for you.
Yeah, this is a twist.
We have got a surprise for you, Scott. And I want you to say hi to your sister, Sydney, who is on the phone right now. Then I'll explain everything that's going on. Say hi to Sydney.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Sydney. What's happening here?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Scott. I love you.
Yeah, she's in trouble. So let me try to explain what's going on. So my name is Dave, and I work at your hometown radio station at KWB. You probably heard of KWB back when you used to live here, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are on the radio right now. Your sister put us up to this, and I'm going to give you the backstory. So your sister's like, oh, you're single. When are you going to get a girlfriend? When are you get a girlfriend? She's been after you for a while for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then you said you're dating this New York Jets cheerleader, and she's like, that's kind of like going from 0 to 100 really quickly. So she didn't quite believe you. Did you get the idea that she didn't quite believe you?
Yeah. I mean, she comes on kind of strong.
She does.
Yeah.
You love your sister, though,
yeah.
Right?
It's because I love you.
Yeah. No, but I don't tell her everything that's going on because it's always like details. Come on. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, she put you on KWB. You can't even get away with saying, leave me alone, because here she is stalking you on the radio to get an answer from you.
Oh, wait. So I mean, is... So you really didn't believe me? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I knew you'd make a big deal about that. I know everyone in the family makes big deals about stuff, and that's why I didn't tell you. I mean, like, oh my God.
God, I'm sorry. It's because we love you and we're worried about you. That's all it is.
You don't need to worry. I mean, like, thank you. Thank you. You don't have to worry about me. I'm fine, and actually, I'm great. But, like, oh my God, this is just like you.
Ugh. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, how does the average person go from Minnesota to land a New York Jets cheerleader? Do you have to be in finance and you have to make a lot of money, or what's the secret anyway?
No, I mean, I don't think it hurts, but no, we just like each other as people, and we found each other on an app, and like it wasn't about the money, it wasn't about the fancy, like the cheerleader thing. It just happened to work out that way.
So, I believe that.
I believe it too. So you really do stay home and like watch movies and like order Panera Bread and you don't go out to the clubs and like stay out all night.
It's not my thing. It's not exactly her thing either. I mean, we'll do it occasionally, but like it's not, you know, it's not what we like to do.
I don't either. I don't like it at all.
So, Scott, I just want to say I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm such a meddler. I didn't mean to be. I love you so much, and I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited. I just need one small favor. I'm just going to need her phone number.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
No,
you're not. No, you're not.
What I would do, I would dodge your sister's calls as long as you possibly can. But you know, Scott, I mean, good for you. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad things are going well. And props to you, New York Jets cheerleader. So
I can't wait to meet her.
You will. Just relax.
God, no kidding. I got so many text messages and so many thoughts on this one. Somebody actually did the detective work to figure out how far it is from Midtown Manhattan to the New York Jets practice facility, which is in New Jersey. It's an hour and 45 minutes away. And this detective listener, they texted in, they said, and a cheerleader makes no money, so if she lives in the city, she doesn't have a car. Then somebody else said they did a deep dive on Jets flight crew on Instagram. We don't know, I'm not going to tell you which cheerleader she is, and there's no way to tell, but they did a deep dive, and each cheerleader is either like, you know, they have another profession. They're a teacher, or they are, you know, studying, or they're a dental assistant, or whatever. So it's not like they're just making the cheerleader money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another text message says, as a sister who is close with her siblings, I am totally with this lady. I rag on my brother all the time.
Actually, yeah, I don't know.
Can I tell you, Carson is single, and I don't want to embarrass him, but he's single, and he's 20, and he's been single for a long time. And I don't nag at him because he hates it.
Well, yeah.
But once in a while, I'll ask, so you date? He's like, yeah, I went on a date, nothing happened, you know, nothing really, no spark, whatever. But I just worry because he's lonely. I don't want him to be lonely.
You said he has more friends than anyone you know, so I don't think he's lonely.
He's got a million guy friends.
Yeah.
He gets along with the nerdy kids. He gets along with the popular kids, the kids who smoke a lot of weed are his favorites.
Yeah.
That was kind of a joke, but not entirely. Let's get Jonathan Fogel on the phone and ask, Jonathan, do you smoke a lot of weed?
Oh, my God, Dave.
Well, you know, I don't want to say on the air, but you and I can talk privately, but I do actually have a confession to make.
Oh, God, okay.
You do. What do you got?
I was a college cheerleader.
No kidding. What school?
At the University of Wisconsin.
No kidding.
So, were you a flyer, you know, Jonathan?
Fallon, you've seen me. I don't get too far off the ground.
He was the basket catch guy.
Oh,
you did
right.
Catch. I was the tosser.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been called worse.
Yeah.
All right. We got to throw up all of us, honestly. We're the worst.
Jonathan Fogel, family attorney, is on the phone. And normally when we do War of the Roses, it's all about, you know, like, you know, something in War of the Roses will spark, well, he's cheating, so she should leave, or she's cheating, so she needs to do this. What did you take away from this week's War of the Roses, which really has nothing to do with cheating, but instead meddling? What do you got?
Well, what I picked up on was the Instagram, because I got a great story about the use of Instagram.
Okay.
Right? So on Instagram, I had a case where the husband, they had had an affair, and the wife still did not trust the husband very much. And so she set up a fake Instagram account and started flirting with him on this fake Instagram account. And after a little while, she asked him to meet. And he showed up, and she had him served with divorce papers when they met.
Oh, dang. So she trapped him. That's like your own personal version of War of the Roses.
No kidding.
Yep, he tracked her down. She set him up, and he fell for the trap and showed up and got served with divorce papers.
Wow, that's crazy. What else do you get from this week's War of the Roses? So basically, if you didn't hear the whole thing, it'll repeat in the 9 o'clock hour, and it's worth it, because if you didn't hear it, it is one of my favorite War of the Roses ever. So she has a brother that's perpetually single. He claims he's dating the New York Jets cheerleader. She doesn't believe him, so we ask him who he wants to send roses to. And it turns out, as far as we can tell, it's legit. He named a girl on the Jets cheerleader squad and gave an address, so it seems to be legit. And now she's like, you know, she's like, I want to meet her. And he's like, back off. So what else do you take away from this that we could, like, that might apply to, like, I don't know, family law?
Well, you know, since it's the new year, first show after the new year, I wanted to give 3 suggested New Year's resolutions for newly divorced people or recently divorced people.
Okay.
And so these are some New Year's resolutions they can make.
Okay.
The first one is focus on self-care. All right. I always analogize this to kind of putting on your own oxygen mask before you assist somebody else. Really important. All right. So focus on that. The second New Year's resolution is be a good co-parent. And I think the best thing to think about is just assume that your co-parent is doing the best they can and wants what's best for your kids.
Okay.
And then the third thing is allowing your children to express their emotions. It's tough for them, and allowing them to express their feelings is an important thing for their healing process.
Mm-hmm.
If you can follow those 3 New Year's resolutions, I think you're doing pretty good.
You know, it's got to be a big adjustment to go from being in a parent with the kids under the same roof, and then all of a sudden there's different things, and it's got to be tempting to use the kids to, like, tick off the other parent. Yeah. But, you know, some good resolutions. Jonathan, if people want to get hold of you, are you still doing the free consultations?
I didn't hear you, Dave. What was that?
You know what? I think something's feeding into you, and I'm not sure. But you know what? I will go ahead and plug it for you. Jonathan is doing free consultations, and you can get a hold of him at FogelFamilyLaw.com. F-O-G. We got some technical problems this morning. FogelFamilyLaw.com. F-O-G-E-L. Fogel Family Law, and set up a free consultation, whether you do it on the phone or you go meet Jonathan Caribou or his office or whatever. He's buying the coffee, and he will get you set up. Jonathan, I'm sorry about the technical problems, but
thanks
for being on. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, sounds great. You guys have a happy new year. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy new year, Jonathan. Hey, it's 101.3 KDWB. There are a whole bunch of text messages about this one that I just want to kind of like go into these farther. Somebody says, my brother-in-law works here in the cities with a Vikings cheerleader. They usually do have other jobs. Yeah, I think they do.
I'm sure, yeah.
Another one says, this woman is insane.
I like this one. It says, I have a great therapist if this lady wants a recommendation. LOL.
Oh, no kidding. He's 30, not 50 or 60, living in his mom's basement. I love being single, and I'm 34. She's too much.
Yeah, this one is similar. It's also very common, this is a text, for younger generations to stay single for longer, and that is the truth.
I think it is true. I was curious about her second job. I was just creeping on the cheerleaders, and they all have an actual job. I've seen something from math teacher to full-time students, so you really couldn't meet them anywhere. But it's interesting that he would just say that she's a cheerleader and not where he met her. Side note.
He did say where he met her. He said they met on an app.
He did. Did he say it was on an app?
Yep.
I don't remember that, but okay. My son's aunt on his dad's side, she was a Vikings cheerleader, drop-dead gorgeous. But the guy she was dating was just eh. So don't judge a book by its cover, I guess. I mean, if you're a cheerleader, chances are you're drop-dead gorgeous. But at the same time, she said her brother is a good looking guy. He's just introverted.
Yeah.
But I thought just because she's a cheerleader and gorgeous doesn't mean that she wants to be out and she's like extra obnoxious. She probably could be very introverted too. So maybe they're a good match. So maybe sister will leave him alone.
Probably not.
But I doubt it.